Yevamos Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Shnayim Shekitru Shtei Achios. Two men that were not related. They married two sisters. Zeh En Yodeh Eizeh Kiddush VeZeh En Yodeh Eizeh Kiddush. Neither man knows which sister he married. Zeh Nosin Shnei Gitin VeZeh Nosin Shnei Gitin. That's simple. Each of them have to give two gets. Why? Because he can't marry either of them, because it's possible that this woman that he's married is not his wife. It's an Eishes Ish to somebody else. Therefore, they each have to give two gitin. They're also both sisters, and you're not allowed to marry the sister of somebody that you divorce. So that's why they each have to give two gitin. Mesu, if they die, Lozeach v'lozeach, each one of them has brothers. So there's a picture below. It says David, it looks like David's connected to Rachel. It's really, we don't know. It's David could be Rachel or Leah, and Reuven could be Rachel or Leah. So just keep that in mind. But anyway, you see that it's grayed out in the picture. So David and Reuven both died. David had a brother, and Reuven had a brother. Zecholitz l'shtein v'zecholitz l'shtein. Both Meir, who's David's brother, and Shimon, who's Reuven's brother, they do chalitza. Each one of them does chalitza to both these two sisters, both Rachel and Leah. Why is this? Because both of them, Meir and Shimon, cannot do Yibum before Chalitza because it's possible that it's Achos Skukoso, that it's not really the one he's doing Yibum to. So let's say Meir tries to do Yibum to Rachel. It's possible that really the one that he needs to do Yibum to is Leah, and that's Rachel's sister. So if he's really connected to Leah, he's Zakuk to Yibum to Leah, so Rachel is Achos Skukoso. It's like the sister of Leah who's sort of like his wife. He can't now go do Yibum on Rachel. And then if he tries to do chalitza first to Leah, and then tries to marry Rachel with Yibum, that he can't do, because that's achotz chalutzoso. You're not allowed to marry the sister of somebody you did chalitza to. So that's why both these guys, Meir and Shimon, have to both do chalitza. Now in the next case, lezeh echad, lezeh shnayim, you'll see in the next picture, this guy has one brother, lezeh shnayim, and the other guy has two brothers. So the one brother, that's Reuven. And the guy that has two brothers is David. That's Meir and Yitzchak. And Reuven's brother is Shimon in the picture. Hayachid cholitz l'shtehen. So Shimon, who's the one brother to Reuven, he does chalitza to Rachel and Leah, just like the previous case. He can't do yibum to either of them. V'hashnayim echad cholitz v'yachad miyabim. But the two brothers, one of them, let's say Yitzchak, does chalitza to Leah, but now Meir, the other brother, this is David's other brother, this is the third brother on David's side, he can go and do Yibum to Rachel in this case. Because once Yitzchak does Chalitza to Rachel's sister, if Leah was the right one to do Yibum to, so there's no more Achos Skukasa, there is no more Zika here. The Zika fell off when Yitzchak did Chalitza to Leah first. So now Meir, Yitzchak's brother, can go marry Rachel. It's not really Yibum, because Rachel, obviously in this case, was not the real wife of their brother David. Therefore, Meir can marry Rachel. And if Rachel was the proper wife, so Yitzchak did chalitza to Leah, who's Rachel's sister. Leah was obviously not married to David, because this is the case we're talking about, where Rachel was the right one that they needed to do Yibum to. So Leah really was married to Reuven in this case. So now Meir can go and do Yibum to Rachel. V'ashnayim echad cholitz v'echad miyabim. Like the Rab said. And when it comes to the two brothers, David's two brothers, Meir and Yitzchak, one of them, in the picture below, we just have the examples. Yitzchak does chalitza to one sister, and the other, Meir, he does Yibum to Rachel. And like the Rav explains, the first one, Yitzchak did chalitza, took away the Zika of Leah to both of them, and now Meir can marry Rachel no matter what. If it's the one that he has to do Yibum to, if that's really David's wife, then he's doing Yibum. And if it's not David's wife, and it really was Reuven's wife, Yitzchak anyway did chalitza to her sister, so therefore there's no achos skukoso. And there's no achos chalitzoso. Achos chalitzoso is one man that did chalitza to one sister, he now cannot go and marry her sister. But in this case, he, Meir, didn't do chalitza to Leah. Yitzchak was the one that did chalitza to Leah. That's why Meir is allowed to marry Rachel no matter what, whether it's Yibum like we said, or whether it's just stam marriage. And there's no issues whatsoever. Kadmu v'kansu, what would happen if both of them, Meir and Yitzchak, did Yibum to both Rachel and Leah? Ein motzin miyadon. We don't remove them from their hands. We don't make them separate. Why? Because, l'maisa, what was the issue here? It's a safek iser derabanan. Because the whole issue is, can you do Yibum? Why can't you do Yibum? Because maybe this is achos kukasu. Don't do it, because maybe it's not the right one. It's the sister of the one that you should have done Yibum to. And that's an iser derabanan. And the Isser is not going to continue as a one-time Isser in this case, because in this case, Meir and Yitzchak, they both did Yibum. So let's say Meir went and he did it first. That was Asr. He shouldn't have done Yibum to Rachel, but once Yitzchak also did Yibum to Leah, so now every time Meir is together with Rachel, he's not over an Isser anymore, because it's no longer Achos Zkukasa once Yitzchak did Yibum to Leah. So there's no more Achos Zkukasa. So therefore, Chazal didn't make them get divorced, especially since the initial Isser, which was the main issue, was a Suffolk Durabanan. It's a Suffolk, maybe it's Achos Zkukasa. Lezeshnaim. In the next case, each guy that aren't related, but each guy had two brothers. Echav shel zechoy l'tzlachas, ve'echav shel zechoy l'tzlachas. One of the brothers does chalitza to one of the women, and one of the brothers does chalitza to the other woman, the other sister. Echav shel zeh miyabim chalutzasa shel zeh, ve'echav shel zeh miyabim chalutzasa shel zeh. And now the remaining brother does yibum to the other sister. And like all the other cases, there's no issue of achos zgukasoy, because this guy's brother did chalitza to her sister. Kadmu shnayim v'choltzu. If the two brothers, in this case, in the picture, let's say Meir and Yitzchak, went and they did chalitza to both Rachel and Leah, lo yiyabmu hashnayim. Shimon and Levi now, can both of them do yibum? That Shimon, let's say, he would do yibum on Rachel and Levi would do yibum on Leah. Ela echad cholitz v'echad miyabim. One of them should do chalitza, and now the other brother can do yibum, because there's no more achos zkukaso. And achos chalutzaso, there is not, like we've been saying, because that's only with one man. Here it's his brother that did the chalitza. But so too here, kadmu v'kantzu, if they both went, in this case, Shimon and Levi, and did yibum to both Rachel and Leah, ein moitzin miyadam. We don't force them out for the same reason that we said before.